Welcome to the Melon Cafe podcast. I'm Veronica Chanel. Today, I want to talk to you about this video. This post that I saw on Instagram under Core DJs Worldwide Instagram account. They basically repost a video that was shared on someone else's account. And it's pertaining to a guy mistreating a woman because she didn't want to give up no cheeks. So, we need to have a little conversation about that. This is part one. Hopefully, I'll have a part two and a part three where I can bring in the ladies where we all can talk about this. So, keep it locked. So listen, let's get right into it real quick. This is going to be my brief overview. I got to say something about this because I feel like this is becoming like an epidemic. I think, is it a disease or is it a generational curse where the parents are not teaching their sons the right thing? I was quite disturbed when I saw a young man. Both of them are African Americans, and he put the young woman out there in social media world by recording her. She's an IG model. I'm not into the IG models following this and that. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just not gonna be watching like that other women. I'm just not. I'm not the obsessed type. So I really don't be following and watching, to be honest with y'all, no darn about. Not like that. If I'm going to be obsessed, I'm going to try to be obsessed with Jesus or somebody. Something that can help me significantly long term. You understand what I'm saying? But he basically, let me give you a brief overview. I want you to go to, before I go into it any further, I want you to go to Core DJs Worldwide Instagram account. The post was August 1st, and you're going to see a young lady. They asked a question on the Instagram account. They asked, is this guy lame? He flies the young lady out to LA because after 2 months of FaceTiming, apparently he felt she's supposed to give me some cheeks now. Also, before I continue, if you hear some background noise, there's some construction in the area, so I apologize that for the sound. So he feels after 2 months of FaceTiming, I fly you out here. I pay for your flights. You stay in my house in Los Angeles. I don't know what state she's from. If I did, and if I knew her name, I wouldn't say it on my podcast because I'm not going to do that. To her, I'm not a woman that do that. I guess I'm rare. I'm not the kind of woman, and those I say woman, not girl, that likes to put down other women. See, when you're secure, you don't put them down any further. I just don't do that. I know who I am. And I don't feel you getting ahead when you do that. I feel that you're a child. I feel you're a little girl. And I feel like you need to leave high school in high school arena. But when you're grown and you're a woman, I just don't do that. I'm in a totally different ballpark, a totally different realm. I don't think the diamonds and the glitter and all that stuff. Let me give you a brief overview about me before I continue, because I know I went on a dirt road for a moment. The glitters and the glam doesn't define the person. What defines them is their spirit, their mentality, and the condition of their heart. Because all of that balled up in one equals lifestyle. So I wouldn't put the young lady out there because I'm looking at this video and I was quite disturbed. Because I'm watching her body language while he's talking. I do that. I watch body language, it's automatic, down to the T. Her whole face changed when he told her the reason why he was driving her back to the airport. That is, ooh. I watched this video several times. I could imagine how that young lady felt. She held on to her phone and she was like, I hate that I even came out here. And I know she grabs the phone. She tells him, stop recording me. He was like, no, I don't want to, I'm going to keep recording so everybody would know what? That you can't get no cheeks. So that's why I entitled this podcast, It's My Body and I Do Not Have to Share if I Don't Want to. Explain to me, when did this come about? Because I started thinking, I'm an 80s kid. And I'm a little different than a lot of, everybody's different, but I'm a little different. The way I think and see things is differently. So that may be a detriment for me, that I like to research and dig deep than looking at the surface, which means, can I give you an example? Some guys think you can just roll up on a girl, talk sweet, I'm supposed to give you my phone number? Since when? I don't know nothing about you. You could be a psychoanalypath. I don't know anything about you yet, or your family. That's what we need. That's what some people don't do that. Oh, you find out later. Sometimes I don't know y'all. Have y'all heard those news reports? Or you see on like in the newspaper or on social media, a woman's missing and all this stuff that women go through trying to find love. We really gotta be careful as women. We gotta be careful. We gotta guard our heart. We gotta protect ourselves. We gotta use common sense, because some of these males out here, they're not being raised right. Especially when you got the older ones acting just as stupid as the younger ones. Explain to me, when did it come? When did this happen that she has to listen to you? Did I miss something? Y'all help me out. Comment on social media and don't be sending me no crazy mess, because I'll block you in a minute. But tell me, let's chime, let's combo and let's say, when did this take place? Because I started, as I kept watching the video, my mind started expanding on a higher level. That higher level is the history of women being treated. Women history, we have come a long way when it comes to women rights, voting, the workplace, getting paid, the way the male counterparts being paid, taking on leadership positions in corporate world, we have come a long way. So when them, I'm gonna go ahead and say it, when them heifers did that abortion thing, it was like, whoa, so you trying to tell me how and when to do this? Now, I'm not saying I'm for killing a child. I believe you should have the baby. Everybody's case is different though. I don't think a man and nobody, you should let her decide. What I gotta do with you? Period. Let her decide. If God disagrees with her decision, then the Lord will handle her just like he gonna handle you. Point blank, period. That's what I think. But it's okay to carry assault weapons, huh? Something is wrong with that. I'm trying to figure out, looking at the history, and I took it. I look. I even went all the way back to the biblical days real quick, to how women were in the Bible days, bring it all up to now. When did, forget about the color or the culture, I guess the culture does play a factor, but I'm not going to call a culture, just popped in my head, or is it a religion? But I'm going to leave that out. I ain't going to go there. When did it become a factor that she had to? When did it become a thing between in the male culture? Oh, I don't know what is male, not male culture. What's the word I'm looking for? Males. See, I don't call everybody a man. Sorry. I believe because that's the problem. Everybody's not a man. That's a strong word. That's a big word to be a man. especially in this day and time, in my opinion, you have to, do you know what a real man is? How many of us actually witness and raise and live with a real man? I think that's part of the problem with our world too, with our society. The truth is, like me, we're being raised in single parent homes and there's no example, or because your parent, depending on what race you are, has to work more than one job. So most likely mom can't be home. Depending on what area you in, what state you in, what city you in, you know, sometimes they out in the streets. Everybody's background is different. But now me, she didn't let us go in the streets. And plus I had older sisters. So I'm trying to figure out how many of us really know what a real man is. So what I had to do with the help of God and reading the word of God and him dealing with me, I guess for me, my turning point is standing back and looking at everything that I don't want. And the last thing I would want is a father who's a daggone Pharaoh. And the last thing I would want is a boyfriend or a husband who thinks he's in the military with me. The last thing I would want is a Hitler. Yeah. The last thing I would want is a communist type man, which I had to do what you say. And I can't ask you no questions. Forgive me for those who think this is a cuss word. What the hell is that? What is that? That's not love. I'm not comfortable with you. Period. And never will be. I'm going to get graphic. So to the saints that may be listening to me, hold cover your ear. But if I could get back to the video, and I'm thinking about the history of how far we have come as women. And then as women, you got to fight these nasty males who have not been raised right, who think you're supposed to open your legs. You're supposed to show me. I experienced that. Some stuff I'm still experiencing. Like, when did it become a thing that you have to pressure me or try to put fear and abuse your people, your friends, your family, whoever who is willing to take your money or accept your deal? Can I use it as an example? When did it become a thing that I am supposed to listen to you? Because listen, y'all, this is not state, local, or federal law. There's actually a federal law that's against videotaping and invading someone's privacy, especially women. The law is very specific. It talks about the woman's body parts that I did not even know that was there. If you research the federal law, it names women's breasts. Anything that you do without notifying the person, that's a felony. On a federal level, North Carolina's a felony too. That's why people, when they do hidden cameras, they don't want nobody, they don't want to get caught. I mean, think about it. When did it become a thing to treat women like this? This is what women, and this is what Vice President Kamala Harris was talking about one time when she was speaking at the NAACP. I believe she even went to like the Essence Festival. This is what a lot of the women that you see in leadership, in the government, in Congress is talking about. And I see this and I'm like, I feel sorry for this young lady. How he said that we've been talking for 2 months on FaceTime and she didn't want to give me no cheeks. If that ain't some low piece of crap. So do he realize how low he look? No, he don't. Males, to the men, do you know how you look when you put money in a girl, a woman, and then I'm only doing this for your ass, in other words. I'm only doing this for you to open your legs. And if you don't give it, I don't get what I want. I'm going to pressure you, mistreat you, and have people running behind you doing a whole bunch of stuff. Because why? You won't listen to me. You won't give me what I want. Why do males feel the need to do that? I wonder what made this young man do that to this girl. And she told him, stop recording me. I want to say, girl, you need to get him for defamation and a la character. You need to get him. You asked him repeatedly and he chose not to. And it's on tape. It's on social media. Everybody knows the police search social media first now. They know how to unlock it. They know how to get to it. She can get him real good. So I'm like, what in the world? I want to say, do you know how bad you look? She asked him. She said, so you flew me out here. She didn't catch it in the beginning, y'all. She said, in the beginning of the video, when you go up there and you watch it, she says, so you taking me back to the airport because... I'm like, it didn't hit her. And I'm looking at her body language. And then he said, I don't think he really answered it. And he's sort of talking about, this is the girl on IG. Don't fly her out. Don't do this. Don't do that. In other words, she's a fraud. So he's trying to say she's a prostitute. Because she's probably taking those type of pictures that's probably sending the wrong message. Maybe, I don't know. I haven't seen her Instagram account. That's her. That's her business. And if she, that don't mean her legs is open sesame for you. Who the hell told you that? Your daddy? Who who told you that? Your daddy or your uncle? Yeah. Another thing. Then she said, you mean to tell me you're flying me out here? You flew me out here? For my cheeks? He said, yes. Listen, let me tell you something. My voice is changing right now. I would have told that Negro. Look at here, Negro, and all of your Negro ancestors. You don't even have to drive me to the airport. Just stop the car. Park the car. Or I'm going to grab the steering wheel. I ain't lying. Park the car. I will walk. I no longer want to be in the presence of something that smells like you. And you know what she said to him? That's what I would say. You know what she said to him? She said, and I will never talk to you again. But I like how she stood up for herself. She was like, she said a couple of cuss words. And then she said, I am not obligated to give you my cheek. This is my body. This is my body. I don't have to give you what? Why do y'all do nice stuff to get draws? Is it the thing? Do you mean to tell me? I'm curious because my mind is just, I'm just like that. How many males look at women and you just a sweet talk, smile just to get in her draws? That's the only thing on your mind. Nothing else. You know that young lady's whole body changed? Her face, her body, everything shifted because she realized, you only want me for my butt. Maybe she's looking for something different. Why? A lot of us are. Because that's common. It's common. And you're a copycat. It shows that you don't have your own mind. And a lot of times the guys does not want to hear this. They're like, okay, I don't want to hear this. But my question is, why is women being pressured to listen to you or obey a stranger? Do you realize, did that young man realize that you are a stranger to her? She don't know you. She's not comfortable with you. FaceTime, bull. What is that? I said, girl, you should have used 2 months in doing a background check. You should have been researching. You can easily find out what's the what with people. Easily. You should have been checking to find out who they related to. And I mean, because they're going to, like T.D. Jakes said, they're going to put on a good show. It's a good show. Because he put on such a good show. And a lot of us get hit with this. So I'm like, is this a pandemic or something? Or epidemic? A lot of women can relate to what I'm saying. So I know guys, y'all like, I don't want to hear this because I'm having flashbacks to what I did and still currently doing. Instead of, I personally feel, correct me if I'm wrong, a man would be like, you know what, that ain't right. Oh, you male basher. How is this male bashing him? How is that male bashing? He's not, the question, the answer to the question from the Instagram post, he's not just lame, he's dirt. And why do, another thing, why do you guys feel, I put ladies and guys, why do you feel, why do you, it's like, how can I say it? Some guys, I have even ignored what the woman is saying. How you do that? How you ignore her and still look for what, for something? Are you following your daddy? Are you following the streets? Are you following your friends? It will be a blessing to see a generation come up that's like, that ain't how we need to be. But so this is the truth. It takes the Lord to do that. It really do. I'm seeing, and I have it, I experienced it too. It's happened to me too. Okay? That's why I want to talk about it. Because I'm looking at her. I'm saying, girl, you good. I would never have been in that car that long. He canceled. Let me go on. He canceled her flight tickets. So she didn't have like, ride back, go back home for free. Oh, no, no. He said, buy your own. So you just like, that whole, if you watch the video, and I'm just like blown away. I'm not just blown away at him. I'm blown away. If you take time and you think about it, why are women picked on and treated like that? When God made women, when he pulled the rib out, he didn't pull it out for us to be mistreated, did he? He didn't pull it out for us to open our legs, did he? Oh, just open it. Okay, let me see. Huh? Open it. Do what I say. Who in the hell will open their legs to somebody who's behind pressuring, disrespect, kill them, hunt them, whatever. Treat them like a dog and say, are you tired yet? Who in the hell will want to open the legs to anybody that's related to that or friends with that? What woman in her right mind? Ladies, I sure, if you rolling with somebody like that, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not even going to go there with you. I'm going to let you stay right where you are. He must be taking care of you. And you just like, look, this is my retirement plan. Okay, cool. That's you. I don't see how can I can't even... If that was my brother, or if that was a family member or my cousin, I will get him. I will tell him, you done lost your ever loving mind. Your mother and your daddy didn't do nothing, did they? Raising a child is a lot of work, I'm sure, because I helped to raise my nieces, which I ain't gonna go there because that's a whole nother topic. But I was just like, no. Women don't have to do anything. Where is it where we have to? And I'm like, whenever I see someone, it could be a male or a female, whenever I see someone obey what somebody else said or do because you're related, because you're in a group, or for whatever reason, it could be for money, it could be for what happened in the past, and you still trying to get revenge. Don't matter. It could be you could be a pimp. You could be a 2022 pimp. It don't matter. And whenever I see you obey that person, I said that this is what I feel. Oh, that's your master. So you obeying them. You obeying them to help aid in pressuring somebody or hurt another woman. Women as a whole, we have enough scars. We have enough cuts. And a lot of those scars and cuts and bruises come from men. I hate to say it, I found out that some young ladies decided to become gay, or is it lesbian, because of how they were treated by men. I heard someone say that. That's her. That's her choice. There again, I'm not going to be, if you were to come and talk to me and ask me about it, I would tell you something of my viewpoint. As for me and my house, no, I can't flip the script like that. I can't flip that. But to hear a young lady say, you know, because there's no good men out there, there's no this, because you keep running into the same thing. That's what I saw with this young lady. She's like, her face, like, I just got to say something. And I'm sure I have nearby friends and long distance friends. She's in Pasadena, California. I messaged her and I said, look, I want you to come talk on my podcast about certain topics, because I know she got something to say. I know she got something to say about this. There's another one I'm also considering to bring in. I'm gonna have some guests. I have some ideas that I'm working out the kinks, so bear with me. But the title of this particular podcast is episode. And I asked a lot of questions in this episode. Did you hear it? Because I want answers. When did this started becoming a thing? Is it slavery time? Was it when the Native Americans was removed by force? Or is it slavery? Because it's like, it's a thing. If I apply enough pressure and get you, and bother you, disrespect you, it's like minimizing the person. When you minimize someone, that don't make you big. That means you have nothing else better to do. And so you expect them to do what? Obey you? Open her legs? Because that's what it is. So don't come with us in this day, in this century. That ain't it. That ain't the reason why. Don't do that. That's why I said video. I felt it today. I've been meaning to do this. Sometimes as I be thinking about doing this, I come up with ideas and I don't jump up and do it. I said, it ain't time yet. It ain't time. You know, sometimes I got that old church lady spirit, y'all. I'll be like, I don't feel the unction. The unction, the push. What I did, I said, I felt something. I said, it's time. Especially when you got somebody working that's, oh God, it's so much come to my mind, but I don't want to go off course. But the fact that you got some behind the scenes pushing some crap out there to stalk and do all this to folk, to women, that's another thing. Well, guys, if you don't see a man in the household, why do y'all think you can treat the women and do stuff to them any kind of way? Why? And the main one who pushing it is probably a guy, right? What that guy want? Can I give you an example? Let's say you got a crook, because stalkers are usually guys. It's usually, now I know there's some female stalkers. I know there's some girls that are crazy. That's why, guys, you got to be careful who you mess with too, because everybody don't walk away and leave you alone. Same thing with the women. You can't grab each and every crap that's out there. You can't do that. You just can't. I'm sorry. I don't think you should do that, but that's why we hear all these stories of this person got beat up, held at gunpoint, missing, kidnapped. That's why. And they won't watch in their surroundings. So, can I give you an example? Oh, ain't no man here. Let's say you got a stalker. The stalker know there's no man there because he is stalking. They keep an eye. They watching. Like a lookout. Like a Judas. And the lookout, the Judas, gives updates. That's the only thing they can do. There's nothing else you're doing. Nothing else. It's abnormal. Because normally no one does that. People go on with their lives. So once you notice it and they stalk you, it's because usually, I want you to think, how many women been stalked? Did you have a man there? Were you already married? Or you already had a boyfriend you were staying with? Or when he started stalking you, were you by yourself? I believe 98% of the time, the woman is single. So now you're classified. You're in this group, the vulnerable in their eyes, right? And therefore, they see vulnerable means you're weak in their eyes. When they find out you're kind of strong and you're strong-minded, oh, God, I'm having a flashback of something that I saw. There was a post that someone put on Juneteenth. Let me tell you this real quick. It's gonna go hand in hand with what I'm saying. There was a post that somebody was selling Negroes. It said Negroes for sale. It had these men. They had a strong back and strong hand. As far as the girls and the women, it had their age, and then it had that they are not strong head. Not strong-minded, easily to train, they'll listen to you. That was the flyer they had back in, 1700s or 1800s, before slavery was ended, before Juneteenth, basically. Because some were still in slavery. So they don't like strong, bold women. Because then you're making my job harder. Like the young man, that young lady didn't open her legs, so he drove her back to the airport. Well, with a stalker, and they're watching you, that stalker is trying to get your information to try to box you in, usually. And if they got help, you got people that will go out there and help apply pressure to her, especially if you try to make it look like something wrong with her. You got a plan. You're building on something. So let's say he's stalking. He said, I want this girl. This is my wife. There's some crazy folk that think you're their wife. I ain't going to stop till I get my wife. You'd be surprised, ladies, what's out there. I'm just using this as an example. Sounds familiar? This is my wife. So she's going through a whole bunch of crazy, wild stuff. Because somebody wants to apply enough pressure or jack up her character to fulfill the ultimate plan. Unfortunately, some stalkers get real violent. Here comes these strange text messages. I'm going to talk about another episode. And here comes the emails. And here comes, why did she start noticing things? Stalker, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I'm doing this to you because I don't see no man here. So listen to me. Do what I say. Why? Because there's nobody laying in the bed with her. So now she. So if there's nobody laying in the bed with her every night, you're thinking I want that position. And this is how I'm going to get it. Or this is how I'm going to get rid of her. Why would somebody do that? Why would a guy do that? Answer. I'm like, feel free to answer. Leave messages. I have had some guys have said, all guys not like that. We know everybody is not a stalker. We know everybody is not, because some guys are actually trying, it depends on the person, the heart, but it's so many out there that follows each other. It's so many that follows each other. It's like, and then you expect, I'm standing back and I'm listening and I'm observing. And I feel this, I'm like, darn. And I'm watching a video like I saw. And that's not the only video I saw on Instagram. There's some videos on Facebook too. I said, darn. They act like she's obligated. And I'm not even, don't get me started on those videos with them young ladies proposing to guys. I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to keep that over there. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of stuff that's out there. But this one video, it stuck with me because I guess because I observe her body language so much. I'm like, dad, I just see that daggone girl's pain. I see her hurt and she's covering it up. Like, doggone it. I'm going to talk about this. Talk about it. I'm like, why do You see what I'm talking about? Like, what? So y'all don't get what you want. You on to the next. I would like to see guys to come out and see. And there's another thing, ladies. They don't do this. They don't be like, look, I'm only talking to you for the booty. And I like what I saw. Let me see it. Bam. They will never do that. Because they, what? Why, guys? She ain't gonna give it to me. Now, he should have done that. Now, if that guy had told that young lady that on Instagram from the jump, you think that would have happened? But it's good to be honest. It's good. It came out anyway. So what he did, she didn't know it. He covered, he did it. He put on a good show, didn't he? Until he got tired of putting on a good show. He got frustrated because he knew what was in his heart. I just said at the beginning of this podcast, this episode was, I believe it depends on the person's mentality, their spirit, and their heart. The condition of their heart. Did I not? All of that equals lifestyle. All that balls together determines what you do. That's why actions is always louder than words. I don't give a flip what you say. I'm watching what you do. And then I said, oh, what you did matches what you said. Everything that's in the dark gonna come out to the light anyway. But somehow we think, no, it ain't. There's no way. Like I just saw today, somebody got caught, a finance director, a city finance director over there in Cumberland County in North Carolina, got caught embezzlement, $500,000. What told this finance director there was not going to be no accounting forensics going on? I took accounting forensics, by the way, to find embezzlement. I enjoyed it. I was like, damn, this is into analysting. Okay, I be like, because when people try to be slick, I said, what told this accountant that he knew that person, I'm not going to say he or she, that person know how to conceal it, how to hide it. Don't you know they still know how to unravel that stuff? They stupid. How many times have we seen people embezzle and they get caught? How many times? And then somebody turn around and say, I'm gonna transfer this in my mind. Come on. God. So guys, how many times have you seen guys play with girls, use girls? Only want one thing, and if it ain't good, on to the next. Women, how many times have we seen women be treated like this? For me, how many times have we seen black women be treated like this by black guys? And then, I hate to say it, I'm not putting them on no pedestal. I would never do that. Then when they go to the white ones, she with a white guy. She don't cross the tracks. I'm not putting the white guys on no pedestal. Those are two different arenas. Don't be saying what you mean two different arenas. You got a black guy and a white guy. Those are two different arenas. Come on, man. Okay? So that's why sometimes they cross over. They cross the tracks. There again, that's her business. I don't speak on that. Let the woman decide. It's her choice. This is my episode. It's my body. And I don't have to share it if I don't want to. Oh, to roll up on a woman in this day and time and say, gimme, gimme, gimme? Boy, you need to go back into your mother's room and try it again. Because I know you did not.